Hey, 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 this is the Anything Is Possible podcast with Koi T Works, because I motherfucking work. And the King Coon Ray Lewis is back. He's back, and he's better than ever. With all the motivation of speaking this man has done, and we're talking about Ray Lewis, his whole career, you would think this man would be motivated to realize when you've turned into a real-life Uncle Ruckus. And, I never want to get to the point where, like, I don't bite the hand that feeds me. Like, nah, dude, you really out here throwing hit. Like, dude really out here throwing his fellow human beings under the bus just because the powers that be found with Kaepernick and the growing number of protesting NFL players are doing. It's damaging to the NFL. Shannon Sharp was like point on when he said that, when he said what he said. I don't know, it was like 2 days ago on Undisputed. He said, like, the NFL didn't punish Wes Welker's wife or Tom Brady's wife. Like, when Tom Brady's wife Giselle said that shit about Ray Lewis when they lost against the Ravens, I'm not gonna put exactly what she said, but she said something that was, the campaign being interpreted as racist. She brung up when he had killed those people in Miami, which I can't even call racist when I look at it now, because he wants to be on that side, let him be on that side. That was Wes Welker's wife, I'm sorry. It was Tom Brady's wife who said something about Wes Welker when they lost against the Giants in the Super Bowl when he dropped the ball, if I remember right. Yeah, that was it. But, like, these motherfuckers really be out here on some King Coon shit. Like, you put the follow or some shit. Like, what the fuck is the world going? It's like, we at a point where you would think that we would all be on each other's side, but, you see motherfuckers two colors. You see human beings two colors. And I don't put different race, because we're all one race. I don't put different races, like, against each other, because we're all one race. They're all coons. Donald Trump is a coon. He's a coon. The other motherfuckers are coons. They all coons. I only have to name them. They're all coons. Jason Whitlock, all these motherfuckers are coons. Yeah. I'll say one thing the NFL was not wrong about. This Kaepernick shit did make me not want to watch football. Like, politics and sports do not mix well, but they do have to mix. That's a fucked up fact. They do have to mix. Because everything in life bleeds out into each other. Like a boiling pot. I don't know. I don't know the right term to use, but yeah. They're kind of right when it comes to that one. What did I read? They said it was the lowest number for like the opening game of the NFL, like in 16 years or some shit. Or maybe ever. Maybe ever. And you know it has something to do with all this race shit. But I think even if Kaepernick didn't say nothing, that has something to do with it. Even though this man has a voice, this man, he will be remembered in history. Because it's all about, what side do you want to be remembered on? What side do you want to be remembered for evil? Do you want to be remembered for good? Do you want to lead your people into hell? Do you want to lead your people into heaven? Well, not even heaven, because no matter what we defeat now, evil will always be around. Evil will always be around. It's the one you have to always beat it. What did they say on Game of Thrones? I saw a real, what did he say? He said, we have to defeat death. And what did Jon Snow? Jon Snow said, but we all die eventually. And the other motherfucker with the eye patch, the other motherfucker with the eye patch said that we still have to fight. Like, death is like a forever fight. Like, you have to always fight evil. I believe evil will always be around. I won't say it will always win, but it will win a lot more times than often. But in the long haul, we have to keep on fighting, or otherwise we'll be destroyed. It's like America's even going to go up and be great, or will not be around much longer. Because we can't go through race wars. All that race war shit, that's all a fantasy. It's going to be extermination one way or the other way. I call extermination just being considered the lowest of the lowest. I won't call death extermination. I would call extermination is like you being seen lower than a human being back in segregation time. That's how the way motherfuckers want to act. That's how the way motherfuckers living in a fantasy world. It's like, I can go out there and get a white girl pregnant. You can go out there and get a black girl pregnant if you're white or Asian or Spanish or some other shit. All that race shit is all in your fucking head. And you're ruining the fun that everybody else could have. When the world is so great right now, we have all this technology and motherfuckers want to ruin shit. What a time to be alive. Shout out to the breaking future. Fuck what you saying. But, this has been the Anything Is Possible podcast with Koi T Works. Just listening, please. Episode, I can't remember. Thank you for listening. Thanks.